And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Heather Marie Bender. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented a plea offer to Ms. Bender, represented by Attorney Martin Porzondek. The offer included a guilty or no contest plea with a 120-day delayed sentence. Upon satisfactory completion of the delay period, charges would be dismissed. Conditions required Ms. Bender to enroll in and complete the Thinking Mayors program and perform 12 hours of community service. Ms. Bender declined this offer, and consequently, the court will schedule the matter for a jury trial, including a final pretrial, and will notify all parties. And in Huron County, a recall petition targeting Commissioner Joe Murphy has been rejected. The Huron County Election Commission, consisting of Huron County District Court Judge Julianne Ferris, County Treasurer Cheryl John, and County Clerk Lori Neal, found the petition's language insufficiently clear and factual for voters. Petitioner Robert Gafke sought to recall Murphy over his vote on a resolution allowing up to 15,000 acres for industrial solar facilities, claiming it violated the county's master plan to preserve farmland. Commissioner Murphy defended his action, stating the master plan is a non-binding guide and that state laws permit solar development on agricultural land. He also noted the specific acreage limit cited in the petition was a minor part of the resolution and is currently under a three-month moratorium for review. Commission Chair Probate Court Judge Julianne Ferris explained the petition's statement about the master plan was conclusive rather than a factual allegation. Gafke now has the option to appeal the decision or resubmit a revised petition. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over a bench violation hearing for Tyler Avery Masterson. Mr. Masterson was alleged to have missed several tests on May 15th, 18th, 26th, and 30th, as well as June 1st. On June 1st, he tested positive for THC, amphetamine, and methamphetamine. Mr. Masterson failed to appear for the hearing. Assistant Attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people, while Elizabeth Weisenbach was appointed to represent Mr. Masterson. Detective Sergeant Joy had previously contacted Mr. Masterson via his mother's phone, informing him of the court date and the bench violation, to which he reportedly indicated understanding. However, his appointed attorney, Ms. Weisenbach, stated she had no contact with Mr. Masterson since April and throughout May, despite several attempts. Due to his non-appearance, Judge Ferris issued a bench warrant for him, body bond only. And we will be right back after this public service announcement.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.